Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel say with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to undo the seals of it?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth was able to open the book, nor to look at it. And I cried aloud because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, nor to look at it. And one of the elders said to me, "Don't cry. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to undo the seven seals of it." And I saw and see in the middle of the throne and of the four beasts and among the elders a lamb stood that had been killed, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each having harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sang a new song, "You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals of it, for you were killed and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and language and people and nation, and have made us to our God kings and priests, and will reign on the earth." And I saw and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was killed to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature that is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him that sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and always." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that lives forever and always.